So now we're on Seif Chaf Aleph. Tzarech lizaher b'tfila. You have to be careful when you're davening. Oh, b'chila, when you're eating. Just skip the parentheses there. Shlo liga b'shok v'yerech. You shouldn't touch your shok and your yerech. What a shok is subject to more headache and machlokas than I want to get into now. Let's just translate it for now as your shok as your inner thigh and your yerech as your outer thigh. It's not clear what the translation is, but who cares? The point is, any place with mekomos, any place hamuchasim ba'adam is usually covered up. Okay. The reason why you don't want the shok to be the calf is because, which it may well be, is because that would then make all the clothing that our women, our wives wear usher. That's a good reason why not to. Because again, like, you're not, the thing is, you can't, it's brought down, you can't expose your shok. So, if it's your calf, then they can't walk around with these dresses that are below the knee, but above the... Okay, anyways, point is, not a topic, really, I don't get that topic. Point here is that you can't touch places that are covered up when you're davening or when you're eating. Fine. The vishyesha milmulezea, because what you have over there is the milmulezea with this little sweat balls. And he says they're milmulezea. I don't know who this is yet, so I didn't look it up. I didn't find out. Perish, the pshat is zuma. Now, zuma, how do they translate zuma? Zuma means nastiness. It means grossness. It means like filth. Disgusting filth. It's disgusting filth. Ke'ein sa'orim katanim, like little, I don't know, zuma is na'ichi in this. Like little sa'orim katanim, little hairs. What do you want to translate? Oh, maybe saorim. That's interesting. Baruch Shekimanta. Thank you for telling me. Whatever. Thank you for telling me. Baruch Shekimanta. Right, like little barley corns. Equally disgusting.
Whenever it says tefillah in halacha,
Shmoneh Esrei, this means Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, in fact, that's a good point. Let me actually discuss that right now. Yeah, it's so good. Sorim is barley corns. Oh, I never caught that. That's great. Little barley corns, which is even more disgusting. But anyways, I don't know, little, ke'ain sorim katana, little ones. Dude, I'm telling you, wait till, you know, the 8th of Av. And then go to your arm and go like this, and you'll see what we're talking about. Okay, right? You'll see. No, like whatever. It's like. Anyways, I don't. I'm an isthmus. I can't deal with this stuff. I'm sorry. I can't do any of this stuff. But anyways, that's what it is. Now, saorim. I'm so happy. Saorim. Little barley. V'chein. Let me sum that up. You asked a good question. Let me just sum up the din. So the bottom line. So it's clear. There's a special din. I'm just doing a sikkum of something big before we see the pratim, so it's clear. I want it to be clear. There's a special din for washing your hands with water lachachila for davening tefillah, and lachora also for shema, which means because of hikon. Maybe it's just for tefillah for hikon, okay? That's a question I told you. With water, okay? To daven and to say kriya shema, you need to wash your hands first if either A, you know your hands are dirty, or B, you're not sure if they're dirty. You're not sure if they're dirty. However, for other things, besides for Kriya Shema, and besides Shmoneh Esrei and before Kriya Shema, you don't need to wash your hands unless you know they are unclean. You hear the difference? So if you don't know they are clean, you have to wash them for davening. If you don't know they are unclean, you do not need to wash them for other things. Okay? So that's step one. For all these things, whether we're talking about davening or brachas, benching, anything, it's sufficient. We're talking about nikius here. Therefore, as long as you've cleaned it, you're good to go. And that means just the place that's dirty. Okay? Just the place that's dirty. But lechadchila, when it comes to davening, you should use water and do your whole hand because you don't know and because there's a separate mitzvah of water. But b'di'evad, you're fine with nikius. And for birchas hamazon, let's say, which is for the meal, then look, for sure already... you just need to clean whatever was dirty, if there was something dirty. If you don't know nothing's dirty, you don't have to, you have to wash your hands. Leave out maim, achorim, and stuff like that. That's a separate thing. Okay, that's the sikkum. Now, here he says, so he said, be careful not to touch a dirty place, like your legs or whatever it is. V'chein also goes, shlo l'chakech barosho. Now here is, before we had the chofef, and now we have the chikuch. Chikuch is scratching. Khafifa, which we said at the top of the Amud is like, I thought it was like shampooing, scrubbing, something like that, yeah? Okay. Of Makomos Amagulim, when it comes to open areas, right? Barosho, I mean, not under the kippah, but the, you know, your forehead or your hair, whatever it is. Ubefanav, or your face. Umakam Amagula, I don't know, Beshibaz Rosav, on your hands, your forearm, whatever it is. Ein Lahakpid, that's no problem. So if you scratch your forearm while you're learning or davening or whatevering, it's fine. Okay? It's a big tumult what's with the upper arm. If you wear like short sleeves. Okay? There are shitas for definitely yes, definitely no, and not short. Good. He said you oh no no no. Oh and I saw that. Oh I saw someone. I confirmed this trans someone. No, this safer over here. This safer over here, also elbow groom. We're gonna get to this early.
Elbow
groom
is elbow.
No, right. So he translated this. Remember that word? This. Yeah, remember that word? This word over here. Marpek.
Yeah.
So Marpek. He translated elbow groom as Marpek. So I'm very happy. I know. So I'm very happy. That was the other word over there. And that first thing. What was it? A boudoir or something? Weird word. Anyways, so he says the minhag is you have to cover up to your elbows for sure, and not wrist. Indeed.
So above it
is a question. No, for sure if it's covered, it's covered. The question, what happens if you wear short sleeves? Is that considered a malka mechusa or not? So it's a tumul. It's a tumul.
Above the sleeve or even between the edge of the sleeve and the elbow?
It's a tumul. It's a discussion. How could it be? It's where you put your tefillin. How can't it be? That's where you're supposed to keep it covered. Somewhere in the middle, Talahmir. If you keep it covered, then it's Makam Machusa. If you don't keep it covered, it's not a Makam Machusa. But the Daita Itzakal Adam, it's covered by everybody else. You are, it is Machusa. Like, pick your Shita. Someone says everything. Anyways. The whole thing by me, but the somebody said Tov Lahmir before, the whole thing is more or less. What's the big deal today? You never get to walk more than, you know, 15 feet to find running water in this day and age. So what's the big deal? Right? So, but anyways, so I'm saying you can be mocked because what's the cost already? How do you scratch your skin under your arm? But anyways, okay, yeah. Now, so that's that.
What if the bottom line is a suffix ruachra?
No, not ruachra. The keys. We're all talking the keys here. If you touch above your, like your bicep area and tricep area.
And that's the rabbanan issue?
It's the kiyas. Either it is or it isn't. I don't know, but it's like I don't know if you say suffix or abundant via mitzias. That's a fascinating question.
I love the question if you have to or not.
It might be a misad. No. Hikon, anyway, is only a pasuk. It's only a. That's an interesting like question about like a meta halakha question. I'm not sure. He is asking an interesting question, but I'm not sure the premise is true. He asked, listen, if washing hands is only derabanan, right? And we're not sure what the din is, why don't we say suffik derabanan lahakel? I'm just like, I'm not sure if I agree with the premise of the question. No, I'll just tell you why. Like I don't know off the top of my head. We're not questioning whether or not the rabbi said if you touch your arm, you have to wash it. We all agree, and the rabbi said if you touch a makom mechusa, you have to wash it. We're just not sure if that's considered a makom mechusa. But it's not a halachic determination necessarily. It could be like a mitzias determination. Either it's dirty or it isn't dirty.
It's not beginning to be a abundant issue.
Not sure. I hear. That's a fascinating question. Okay, fine. It's a fascinating question. Okay, so don't wash your hands. So that's that. Now the Mishnah Berurah says on the Chaf Aleph. He said in Sifkat, he said, "Tzarech lizhar b'tfilit, be careful when you're davening. Bua din b'shashu osek b'torah." Same goes when you're learning Torah. You have to keep your hands clean. You can't have dirty hands to learn. All right, fine. Okay, then see, look at this. I didn't figure out who's the parenthetical comments are when we discussed this. I said I don't think it's Ramak, it's no Haggah. But I mean, the Mishnah Berurah's got notes on the comments. Mishnah Berurah does. So it's not...
It's pre-Mishnah Berurah.
It's pre-Mishnah Berurah, and it's something like, it made it. I don't know who it is, but whoever it is made it. So like, in any case. Fine, I skipped those Amar Makos. Let's just skip them. Okay, we can look at them, fine. So it says, in the parenthesis it said, I'm the Kaman Simen Sadi Bey, Sivvav. So there he says, Simen Sadi Bey, Sivvav. The Dizbar Sham over there, it says, Sheim Oven B'Tfilah, if you're davening, B'Nizkar Shenaga B'Makam B'Tunuf. You, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, remember, I thought my hands were clean, but I forgot that since the last night I washed them, I remember now that I scratched my scalp under my keep, whatever it is. Dive into Kion, Afar. At that point, for sure, you can just wash hands with scrub hands with whatever dirt is available. Oh, Shemachakech Yado Bekosel. Do one of these on the wall. Dmayasa Be'em Tzatzili. What other choice you have? You can't move anywhere. Your feet stay in locked position, so you just wipe whatever. We'll see later on, you're not supposed to wipe it on your clothing, because it's considered to be like that. The etzim's not nice. Like, what do you think? Not right to wipe dirt on your own clothes. Umiyo, nevertheless, im ora adain berkriyashma o psuk de zimra, if you have any yitzhar shmon esrei, meaning you can move, sarich leilech melitl yadav. If you remember your hands are dirty, you forgot to wash them, you have to go and wash your hand. So, in the middle of Mariv, you're saying kriyashma, whatever it is, and you realize you didn't wash your hands. You said you have to wash them before Mariv and Mincha, unless you know for a fact they're perfectly clean. In which case, remember in the middle of Shema, I guess as soon as you could, in those last two brachas, whatever, make a run for it and wash your hands. And come back and find for Shemoneh Esrei to have clean hands. That's the din. That's what we just saw. Okay, fine. Now,
Sif Katan. How much water are you supposed to use for your hands?
There's Nikias, just cleanliness. But we want it to be with water, ideally.
It doesn't have to be three, just
no three, no repeat. He said. Go. He said, the halacha said, it's Tov Lahachmir, first the Shachar's one, to do like all the chumras of Suda. And Suda would include Revius. So maybe Lechora. I mean, we said b'di'evet all the rules about b'di'evet all the rules of washing for suda don't apply for davening. Just have your hands clean and you're good to go with water. But that's something else. No. On the test, he was saying when it comes to leeches, I'm not sure what the din is about leeches, but Tov L'Hachmir, good for Imach. Because he's not sure. No. The Mishnah Berurah said, back to your test for a second. The Mechaber said, wash your hands for bloodletting between the shoulders. The Mishnah Berurah then says, I'm not sure what the din is by leeches. What if you're not bloodletting? You're leeching. So then, that's a verb. So he's not sure, but Tov L'Hachmir, good to wash your hands just in case.
No, because
the sentence reads, Efshar Aluka. It's possible when it comes to a leech, or with the bind kiss, the cups, gamkin sarach litol. It's efshar, it's possible you also need to wash then. But maybe not. So he says, since it's only efshar, but still Tov L'Hachmir. Anyways, but previously in the beginning of the siman, we had seen that v'di'evet, the Mechaber said you don't need to have any of the strictures of washing for a suda. L'chanchila, the Mishnah Berurah spoke out, you should have them. And one of them is Erevin Yerevius. So l'chora, for Shachris, Lachar for Shachris, you should be Makkah for Revias. Mincha and Marav, I'm not sure. Lachar, yes, too. I'm saying that because I'm not certain. Anyways, definitely a cup, definitely clean water, not stinky water, not what I'm a lachad onto it. Lachar Revias, too. We didn't say Revias explicitly, I don't think, unless my memory fails me. But Lachar, yeah. By the way, a Revias is a mighty small amount of water. That washing cup, even so, it's little. It's 150 cc's, for goodness sakes. That washing cup is more than a liter.
It's like a kiddush cup, you mean?
Yeah, it's a kiddush cup. Easily, right? It's easily five revias. It's probably closer to 10. That a washing cup. The big, it's like a liter.
Standard.
So sometimes you're filling it up. I mean, you asked me a question. What am I answering you? I'm not 100% sure. I'm inclined to say yes, but he's the quarter, why not? I'm just bringing it to your attention. It's just a theoretical question. Because in practice, in our day and age, the water,
Tiny boys complain, why are you filling it to the
quarter? It's not very much water. Okay. That's that. So now, he also, here, Nun Aleph, he's also addressing the parenthetical comments. You can also look over there in Siman Kuf Samach Dalad. So he says, the Shamnis Bar over there explains, if you made a mistake, but Naga Basocha Suda, and you went and touched yourself in any place that's covered during the middle of a meal, Sarach Litol Yadav Shenis Kadin. You have to wash your hands all over again from scratch. In other words, let's say you went to the toilet, you did Gedolim in the middle of a Suda. You have to go wash your hands again with the Tilas Kadayim, with the Kos, everything. Now, Achlet Binyam Brach, Birchas Al Natilas Kadayim, Haskamas Rova, Chronim Shalol Lachzor Lavarech, Ayin Shama Mishabura. He says here that the Mishabura says that most say not to and then not to. And that is it. I've seen brought down on people, I've seen contemporary poskim saying for Gedolim you do make another Bracha.
But I don't bind it.
You're in the middle of your suda.
So you go to the bracha, you wash your hands.
Do you make a bracha? That's the question.
No.
Oh, I'll tell you a dime all over again. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
You could combine it,
but because of the bracha issue?
Yes,
of course you can combine it. Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, you wash your hands and you can make a bracha. Sorry? Yeah, probably best to wash outside the bathroom.
You have to make sure it's a first, if anything.
Wait, 1 second. A few moving parts. Step one, you have to wash after you use the bathroom. That's the din, because you have to make sure you're outside. Okay, and of course, I can double up for your washing for an atzilus d'ayin. However, there's a big difference. Forget the brachas. No brachas yet. I'm not talking about brachas. There's an important point difference. For after going to the bathroom, we saw maybe, yes, with the kos three times, maybe. But the Mishnah Berurah said, like the Magen Avraham, no, you don't need to wash the kos three times, you have to go to the bathroom. Which means, all you need after you go to the bathroom, assuming the bathroom has a din of a basic kisei, is to wash with water. Not with a kos. But for eating for a suda, you need to wash with a kos. It's a netila, and your hands got dirty. You have to wash all over again, because your hands aren't now, have got like the srach tuma, like the durban. So, I'm agreeing with you, you can double it up and wash only once after you go to the bathroom, both for netilas yadayim and for the suda washing, but you have to be clear about it and use a kos the first time. So I'm speaking to the chumra of both. I don't know, I like to use soap and water myself, right? So that's that. Now, as far as the bracha goes, I'm sure you have to, of course, you have to say, and you have to say it after you wash your hands, of course. The question, I'm sorry, I didn't speak it out, I apologize. The Mishnah Berurah's question is, what's with saying a new al netilas yadayim in the middle of your meal? Chazal Mersak, you need to have clean hands to be like a Kohen doing your avoda as you're eating, and also because of the Sirach Tumah, this rabbinic thing through the two on the hands. So there's you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands again. It's a mitzvah. That mitzvah is in effect again. You make a brach all over again. That's a bigger tumble than the above your elbow touching business. It's a big question. And he's coming out, no. He's coming out, no.
You don't say a brach.
No brach. He's saying no bracha. I've seen others say yes. I'm just telling you. No, I've seen other. Maybe I saw an Azosa bracha I saw, maybe? No, I saw like a regular contemporary alum.
If you're eating, you're going to the bathroom, you have to wash until you should die.
Yes, but you don't make the bracha. Allah so, don't make the bracha.
So if you wash for the bathroom with a cup, that would be for
exactly
the cup.
Right.
So you
exactly.
Just make sure you're tired, but that'll be good for the washing.
Exactly right. So, and it's not just going to the bathroom. Anytime you touch anything, if you scratch under your kippah, so then you got to go wash your hands in the middle of it with the coast all over again. Huh?
You always scratch anywhere.
Scratch anywhere that's normally covered. Yeah, your back or something, gotta go wash all over again. Yep.
Now what about a kid that
wears
shorts?
Kid that wears shorts.
In other words,